tumbleweed.
My nose tickles. It feels like sand or something.
You'll have to check her in over there.
I'll be right there.
Once I catch my breath, I should be okay. This crazy numbness is bound to wear off.
diving?
It was super dumb.
That's 70% of our business. Don't feel privileged. Ouch when you feel something.
Okay.
Excuse me, do you know, my daughter is here.
Can I go home tonight?
Joni, I know
it's
this
not
is
Joni, right. It's Johnny. My father assumed I'd be a boy.
If that crab hadn't bit me, I never would have turned around. And then it would have been too late.
John's here.
Dad, you have to sign something
so they can operate, John.
All right, let's find a doctor.
Your numbness is caused by a fracture somewhere in the spinal column. Now we're going to relieve the pressure there in surgery.
Hey, what are you doing? No jokes, not my hair.
It's important to be still.
Stop it! Listen, you guys, my dad's gonna do something terrible. Stop it!
Keep her quiet.
Johnny, please.
Stop it!
It's all right.
Please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're just scaring me. Stop it, please.
Still.
How are you feeling?
Oh, okay.
Country Club Pool. See if you would. Hold on.
Hey, Dick, you got a call.
Yeah. Hi, Jay.
I know you and Johnny were planning something later.
Hey, Jay, what
happened? Erickson's right.
I'm Dr. Sherrill. There's a fracture in your daughter's spinal column. Actually, the cord is severed. In other words, she's broken her neck.
There's no way she can die.
In front of us, 4 critical days.
Stops dead sores. 2 hours on her back, 2 on her stomach.
No.
Must be some nightmare. It's the restraints that get me.
Hey, somebody?
I'll get it. Johnny, I'm here. What is it?
My awful groaning. Somebody's rattling chains somewhere.
It'll all go away soon, honey.
You just need some rest.
What kind of a place is this?
I wish somebody here knew something.
Intensive care unit, Pauline Jensen speaking.
Oh, yes, Dr. Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Demerol, 100 milligrams. Yes, I am Q3 to 4 hours for pain. All right, yes, I'll take care of it.
Hey, Pauline, you can help Mrs. Waller.
Hi, gorgeous.
People die here, Dickie.
Come kiss John.
Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he's so soft and furry.
Oh, he wet on me.
I suppose you're used to dumb questions.
Try me.
Okay. I broke my neck, so I'm supposed to be dead. Why has it taken so long?
You've made it through 4 weeks. I'd say the crisis was over. You're going to continue as a dues-paying member of the human race. I'm going to operate very soon. Fuse the bones in your neck back together. Then we can get rid of those tongs.
Mom, did you know?
No.
How does a private room sound?
With a window?
Well, at least there's some color. I don't think I'll ever like white again.
Where shall I put tumbleweed?
On the ceiling.
Ta-da!
Oh, that's disgusting.
What, is it clean?
Mom, I'm not that stupid.
I'll be back in a minute.
Well, John, the doctor promised to come right down as soon as Johnny's... in recovery.
Excuse me, has Dr. Cheryl come out of surgery yet?
I really wouldn't know, sir.
Dr. Cheryl!
Well, she's fine, Mr. Erickson. I was just coming down. Went very well.
When I was younger, Doctor, wrestling was my game. I made it to the Olympics in 32. You know, there's a split second in any match. When you press your opponent, you get a hammerlock or something, and you push it, and you can actually feel his strength bend to yours. And for a moment there, you get so high that you're downright invincible. I guess you've had that in your game too, Doctor, where your fingers and your brain tell you you're winning.
Something like that.
What I need to know, Doctor, is, have you been winning since you met us? Like you said, that fusion business went okay? The doctor says the operation went fine.
We'll be bringing Johnny down from recovery in a few minutes. Would you people be interested in redecorating all our private rooms?
We wouldn't be any good at it.
Yeah, you have to know who it's for. John?
Your daughter's going to need a lot of help. The toughest part of the battle is the psychological aspect.
But you said the operation was successful.
The doc says that Johnny will always be paralyzed.
The fusion surgery doesn't change that. But we are confident that she will get the use of her hands back in time.
Oh, she's here.
For she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Happy birthday, honey.
Is it my birthday?
Get it, Mom.
I think we'll have supper in the dining room.
Mom, we'll have to move stuff around. The kitchen's okay.
Set us up in the dining room.
No more throw-together meals. What should we have tonight? Broccoli or spinach? We're not going to handle this like nincompoops.
You idiot! Stupid jerk! You must have hands like meat hooks.
Her nerves are all standing at attention right now. They're beginning to heal. It's a good sign.
Shut the door. Please. Oh, Daddy, I hate it when you gotta get down on the floor to see me.
Oh, honey, the floor is my second home. Has been for a long time.
You've always been a champ. You always will be.
I got you a little present. Just till you can move your head more.
I can almost see the whole room. Am I going to be in this thing a long time? Dad? Please be straight with me. It'll really help to know.
Johnny, the doctor says your injury is more or less permanent. Honey, your dancing days are over.
Daddy, I'm gonna walk. I don't know what you're so worried about. How can any of this be your will? I did all the things you're supposed to do to be a Christian. I was sorry for my sins, all of them.
Really?
How could you let this happen to me?
That is the first place.
It's stupid trying to talk to you. You're as
and personal as the machines in this place. What a dumb thing to believe you really care about people. About what happens to us.
You gotta help me, Dinah. You're my best friend.
Sure. Name it.
We've both been kidding. Sooner or later it'll happen. I want it to be sooner. Give me something. Give me some pills.
Hey, now who's acting crazy?
I'm already dying and I'm nearly dead now.
No, you're not.
Listen, if I could move, I would do it myself. If you love me, you've got to do something. Cut my wrists. There's no feeling. There'll be no pain. Please, it's a good idea. There won't be anybody to tell.
Johnny, I can't do that. Don't ask me.
Well, I'll do it myself.
Stop it, Johnny. It's a sin.
Sin? What's sin got to do with it? I'll have anything to remember but yesterday.
We're going to toughen you up for transfer to rehabilitation.
Trying to dump me, huh, Doc?
Yeah, they can do a lot more for you. Motor damage cases are their specialty. You have feelings in your shoulders, upper arm, and chest, but it may be possible for you to train other muscles in your back and shoulders to compensate for certain arm muscles you've lost.
Is that what you mean about getting my hands back?
Your chart says you should have about 50% use of your biceps. Now, the biceps is one of the muscles that moves the upper arm through most of its range of motion. Now, we won't know what you can do until you work at it.
What a hassle.
What time is it?
10 till 8. How was your day?
What kind of a visit is that?
They were all short hops today, John. I started hitching right after my 3 o'clock class. Took me 5 rides to get here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just changing the scenery a little.
If the night nurse comes in here, she'll go crazy.
Now, do you really care?
I had this lousy nightmare that stayed all day. I dreamed you left me for Jenny North.
Jenny North?
Tell me you love me. Dick, tell me you'll never leave me, never.
I love you. Love you, love you, and I will never leave you. How's that? It's like a pinball machine. You bump me, you score.
I never thought I'd do that.
Hey, you're moving your head a lot more. That's great.
I have therapy every day. It's hell. I can only make it if you're with me. Dickie, if you leave me, I'll die. I know it. I just know it.
Listen, Lady Macbeth. If you'll stow that dark soliloquy, say it again. I love you, and I'll always be here. Always.
They're talking about taking me out of here. Rehabilitation hospital.
Well, when?
Who knows? They decide everything.
That means progress, right?
Oh, wait, please.
Careful, honey, it's polluted.
Color. Almost hurts my eyes.
People are entitled to some leadership.
Oh, there's nothing good on until 8. They just throw in all these reruns.
You know, I've heard there's rioting in Newark, and Johnson's calling in the paratroopers. Do you think anything like that'll happen in Baltimore?
All I know is you better eat or they're just going to put you right back on that bottle.
I'm sorry. We always talked a lot at dinner.
right, Mark. Hey, don't worry. We bat over 400 around here.
Oh.
Hey, that's great. 10 degrees is good for the first time. Earl, can I get you to look at my car after work today?
That clutch again? Those foreign jobs are really bummers.
Yeah, but it's cute.
Wait. Wait, don't go any higher. I can't.
Feels like you're going to black out. But slow and easy. The blood will hit for your brain again.
You'll be sitting up by Thanksgiving. I'll bet you five.
No bet. Not with this one.
Raul, this is not a turnpike.
Does anybody ever walk out of this place?
Oh, sure. We get rid of everybody eventually. That's it. You got him, man. Now, come on. Got it. Give it to him. You want to talk?
Sure.
Where's Woodlawn?
Oh, the suburbs, Baltimore.
Oh, out in all that expensive green, huh? You must have really been some social in high school. I counted 16 mentions in your yearbook. Oh. Yeah, I looked through it.
Oh, it was fun. Where'd you go to school?
Oh, Weston High. All cement. The only grass around got smoked. 2 years did me, and I quit. You and I roomies.
How did you get here?
Oh. They say I'm packing a tumor on my spine. They don't really know. In this freak factory, it pays to have something mysterious going. I mean, well, Fred picks up the tab for all this delightful attention. How'd it go for you in PT?
Well, I fainted, I think.
You're lucky to have Barbara. At least that girl sets goals you can make.
Pretend it's Disneyland.
Let's try for the big money, Johnny.
Did it, lady.
Thanks.
I'll bake some cookies tonight. We'll celebrate. It's snowing. Johnny. Gosh, such big flakes.
Since Tumble breed's not working for a while. Why don't we breed her?
Oh, I don't know. A brood mare. I don't want to ruin her form.
One foal won't hurt her back. I'll share the money with you.
These pants are too short. Look at my socks.
Maybe you've stretched.
Jay, when I get out of here, I want to put Tumbleweed back on the show circuit. How'd you get Mom and Dad to stay outside?
Threats, mostly. And I told them if they came inside, it would spoil the surprise.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Fantastic.
Jay, we might skid. Nobody's got their mind on driving this close to Christmas.
Now that's your mother's idea, son.
Mom, I can't brake. I'm already broken.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to
Castle's less here. Everybody's fighting the same battle.
Give or take a limb or two.
I like not explaining and re-explaining everything all the time.
Yeah, relatives can be a sharp pain.
They treat you like a dummy. Stupid uncle of mine asked me if I could still read.
Good question. What's the answer?
Told him no. Since my legs got paralyzed, my brain did too.
Here they come, Barbara Walters and Cassius Clay.
We're dumping Christmas. We need clean sheets. Hey, can you guys pull rank and get our bedding changed? The idiot skipped us yesterday.
Most shifts are short because of the holidays.
It stinks in here.
Time for your workout.
What's going on?
Too much sitting up. The bones are starting to rub the skin away.
But Earl.
I gotta go.
But Earl, check this out.
Is this the ward where some guy sticks his head in and says, who wants to play baseball? And we say, you know we can't put anything below our necks. And he says, yeah, well, we just want to use you for second base.
It's really not necessary for us to anesthetize you. Unless, of course, you're feeling a bit squeamish. There'll be a certain amount of chiseling in your hip bone. We're going to scrape those joints so that they won't give you any more trouble.
Carve away.
Chisel. Mallet.
Cry, honey. Let your feelings...
I can't cry. There's nobody around to blow my nose and mop up.
I'm here.
What about tomorrow? If I cry, I might like it, then I'd want to do it a lot.
Okay, John. Maybe you hit it. I do want to push away the kind of reality you're living right now. These last few months, I've looked at just about every area of my life. Maybe it's because my own faith never really got bumped before. I was sort of retarded back there in junior high somewhere, but now I'm trying to match it up to a real world. And your pain.
God, if I can't die. Show me how to live. Please. If anybody's listening,
hey, lady, you want anything?
Diana!
I got lonesome.
That is somebody's uniform, you nut.
It's my little uni. You like it?
They are not big for jokes around here, Di.
Look, it's just stupid that visitors can't come in before 2. I mean, they shouldn't interrupt your soap operas, right? So now that I'm a staff volunteer, I can be with you at least part of every day.
What about school?
I took off a semester.
That is absolutely mad.
Why? I was undeclared at college anyway. They keep asking all those pointed questions. I just don't know yet what I want to do. I've even started asking God if he has anything in mind. I mean, I'm open. And until I run into a better offer, your wish has been granted. You have your very own personal candy striper.
All right.
Now let's see. Ratty hair, grungy teeth, and ooh, dragon breath. Where's your toothpaste? How's that?
Oh.
Hi. How's your neck? You know, those things will kill you.
Cat way.
My hair is gonna be so tight, it's gonna choke my brain. But I love it.
The world turns away from the change of
me. Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. King had returned to Memphis Wednesday morning by plane to organize support once again for the 1,300 sanitation workers who have
been... It's like the whole world's falling apart.
Maybe what we got is catching.
Rotating racial and civil equality.
It has been a spiritual disaster, deepening their despair and hopelessness.
Not so tight. You'll get writer's cramp in your jaw.
Back to first grade. Why should I have to learn how to write with my mouth? It's disgusting. I normally get my hands back anyway.
Well, what if you don't?
He has to do that for me. It went off yesterday.
Another drippy night in this sweat box.
Well, you're the last one to gripe. Aren't jungles always hot?
All this. Stop cluttering. Oh, just dust catchers.
We are not personal maids.
I bet you ain't nobody's personal anything.
You gotta flip BJ. Nobody's been around since supper.
I ought to leave you like this for the morning shift. Not flip you at all. Niggers and hippies, that's all we got here.
It's supposed to be 2 people to flip us.
Don't worry about it, honey. You will never feel a thing.
Annie? I'm going to report you to the head nurse. BJ's doctor's gonna can you.
I doubt it.
If I could get over there fast enough, I'd break your face.
Relax, Pickaninny.
Hold on, honey.
We saw that. She'll sue. We're witnesses.
Night, ladies.
Hi, Earl. Oh, thanks. That feels great. You know, I dream a lot about walking. Helps me to work harder during the day.
You gonna throw that at me?
I want you to draw something on it.
You gotta be kidding.
Draw something you like. Use these.
It won't work. I used to do a lot of sketching in charcoal because my father's sort of an artist. But that was when I had my hands.
The skill, the talent comes from up here. With a little practice, you can do as well with your mouth as your hands.
Oh, my young skin is going. I hope Jay gets here before Dick. I asked her to bring some foundation and blush. I guess from now on it comes out of a jar.
Hey, you can use some of my stuff, Johnny. It'll make you look like you've been cruising the Caribbean.
Great.
Okay?
All right. That feels good. How do I look?
You look like one of them high cheek ladies in Vogue.
Ah!
Happy birthday.
It's been stuck on three for almost 10 minutes. You can't expect people to walk.
Dick, we better get out of here.
It's moving. It's moving.
Oh, let's go quick. Do that with your mouth shut. Daddy, I'm not your little girl anymore.
But you're still my girl. They're going to release you soon. We have to make plans.
Who said? How do you know?
Honey girl, you know you can always stay in town with Mom and me. But Jay's just insisting that you be out on the farm with her. Now you think about it. Whatever works best.
Over here. Okay, Take off the cover.
Is that me?
Well, maybe you can use it to cover up a crack somewhere.
You ain't never seen me looking that classy. Thank you. I wonder if I can get welfare to give me one of these power jobs.
With your driving record?
You know, I hear 1 out of 7 don't make it when they leave here.
You mean they let them come back?
No, they find out a way to drop out permanently. Hey, look what's up ahead. All that dame make days. I thought she only came out at night. Hold on to my picture. I'm gonna get me a vampire all in white.
Wait a minute.
I am so sorry.
I just bet you're sorry. No. I just bet you've been plotting this for a month.
I went into overdrive when I should have braked.
What you should be doing, little black girl, is swinging through the trees, not driving one of those things.
Well, if it had to happen, I'm glad it happened in the hospital. Hi, Barb. I felt my hands tingling again last night. I kept waking up. I never like goodbyes. So one of these mornings, I'll just be gone.
Have you got a little time, Johnny? We can talk.
Incredible. Nobody's asked me if I had the time for nearly 2 years. I really thank you for that, Barb, and for a lot of other things, too. I couldn't have made it without you.
I'm a physical therapist, Johnny. My specialty is quads. That's why you and I met. God or blind fate didn't put you into that chair. You did it yourself. In school, they called it the gunshot diving motorcycle syndrome.
Am I supposed to ask what that means?
Well, I guess I'm going to tell you anyway. Very physical kinds of people before their accidents. Athletic, courting danger, chancy kinds of things. I have 3 patients right now who are crippled on motorcycles. And they spend every waking minute dreaming of how they're going to ride again.
Why do I have to listen to this?
Because I don't think you've listened up until now.
Well, I have a right to privacy, even in this zoo. Would you get this?
I know you're not paranoid. And you don't see life in a distorted way, but if you leave here consciously saying, I know, and it's only lip service, then I will have failed you in the worst possible way. You will never use these fingers to comb your hair or to put on your own lipstick or to drive a car. Never.
Well, then I don't want to go home. Not without my hands. I've already conceded the fact that I'm going to sit down for the rest of my life. But without my hands, I'm a helpless freak. You know, you were the one who said, work hard so I could be rehabilitated. You just wanted me out of here so somebody else could have my bed.
Not true.
No miracles, huh?
Nope.
You can still call it off, honey. Just say the word.
No ghost, Dad. Okay?
Sure.
Tumbleweed's too good to be put out to pasture. It's the ghost that gets to you. Jay?
Yeah.
Who's that kid out there?
Diana sent him over. He needed a summer job. Steve something? I thought he could help take some of the chores off Dad.
He's gonna kill himself with that axe.
You've graduated, okay? You can't live inside a stupid yearbook.
And who are you to decide what's best for me?
Well, unfortunately, I care a lot. Best friends get stuck with that kind of emotional garbage.
I didn't ask you to care. Don't you take my book! Don't you dare!
I'll keep it for you.
Dad, please don't come back! I'm sorry! Now's a great time. There's nobody around but you and me.
Morning, Miss Erickson.
Morning.
I was just waiting for your dad. We're going to work on the roof today.
It's Johnny, okay? I may look if I don't feel that old.
Sure.
Johnny.
What's so good that you have to read it on the roof?
I like Isaiah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Well, that's very poetic.
Hey, he's talking about spiritual running and walking. Not just feet.
Obviously.
You do a good job, son. You're careful and you get things done right.
We're dying to find him anyway.
I think he spoke at their church a couple of times.
He's a Bible thumper.
Yeah, well, his dad's a preacher.
You're kidding. What church?
I don't know. A street preacher, maybe. Diana said something about a van.
A van? Terrific. I can see the two of them on some corner with a tambourine.
Passing out little leaflets with pictures of the devil and scotch bottles.
Where will you spend eternity?
We're being snobs. If I were back in school, he wouldn't exist.
Diana says that you were a champion wrestler, Mr. Erickson.
Well, I'm all twisted now, but there was a time I could beat a man twice my weight.
I tried out for the junior team last year, but I bombed out.
You want to talk about it? I'm a good listener.
I just wish I looked more on the outside like I feel on the inside.
You know, maybe I could show you a thing or two.
You do that? Oh, good.
High.
High's the best you can do?
What's wrong with high?
For your thoughts.
Old times are really old. You can grow up together and still grow apart.
John, I really believe God gives only good gifts. If he wants us to marry, then we can handle whatever's up ahead.
Maybe I'd feel this way even if I wasn't in a wheelchair. Yeah, life changes people. You've seen it all in the movies. Old lovers, forever friends.
I'll never change the way I feel. Thank you.
Who's that?
Die.
Yell that we're down here.
I'm not that crazy to see her.
With you guys
in bed. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, you guys. Listen, I think I met a man in my life this morning.
Who?
Frank Mood. There's only one problem. He was riding a horse.
So?
The League of Maryland Horsemen is having a trail ride this weekend, and he asked me to go with him. The thing is, I've never been on anything higher than a pony at the third grade picnic, and it was nearly dead. I have to be really horsey by this weekend. What are the odds?
1, 2, 3.
There we go. Don't they come in a smaller size?
Oh, you're gonna do all right. Here.
Yeah. Ah! It's revenge!
Let her walk him first.
Wait! Wait! Horse! What do I do?
Sit up straight. Pull back on his reins. Yeah, those trail rides, they last 3 to 4 hours.
Oh.
They've got some great sweaters on sale at the mall.
Well, we'll go there first, and then we'll get something to eat.
There's Dad's new project, In Motion.
Did you meet a girl or something?
Huh?
You are going for instant Steve McQueen.
Senior year. Going out in a blaze of glory.
I had a good time in high school. Did you really have a street meeting outside the school with all the kids watching?
Yeah. They threw pennies.
You're gonna have a heart attack! Woo!
Woo! Well?
Oh, great! Hey, lead it into the wind. My life is like that. Full of ups and downs.
What was God supposed to do? Suspend the law of gravity just for you?
Well, he's supposed to have a lot of angels hanging around. Couldn't he have spared just one to soften the impact?
He could just peel us back. Almost everybody's looking for him, one way or another. It's just that we want him on our terms.
The great vending machine in the sky. Well, how's he with questions?
You gotta go the distance yourself, John. I can't do it for you.
This is your Bible. Aren't you gonna be lost without it?
Hey, it's all in there, John. Just be open.
Hey, did you come out here this summer for a crack at me?
I don't need the aggravation.
have you got here?
Oh, it's Steve's. He left it.
You've already got three.
Well, this one's all marked up. The important parts.
See and understand only a little about God now, as if we were peering at his reflection in a poor mirror. But someday, we are going to see him in his completeness, face to face. I know how foolish it sounds to those who are lost when they hear that Jesus died to save them. For God, in his wisdom, saw to it that the world would never find him through human brilliance. And God in his weakness, Christ dying on the cross, is far stronger than any man. But someone may ask, how will the dead be brought back to life again? What kind of bodies will they have? When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant until it dies first. And when a green shoot comes up out of the seed, it is different from the seed you've planted. And just as there are different kinds of seeds and plants, so there are also different kinds of flesh. The angels in heaven have bodies far different from ours. And the beauty and glory of their bodies is different from the beauty and glory of ours. But all who become Christ's will have the same kind of body as his. I tell you this, my brothers, an earthly body made of flesh and blood cannot get into God's kingdom. These perishable bodies of ours are not the right kind to live forever.
Okay, Lord. I'll stop trying to work it out to make sense just for me. Whatever surprises you have in store, or no surprises at all, I guess it's up to you. And help me not to get in the way too much.
What are you doing?
Just talking.
Shut up and go to sleep.
Thank you, Father, that you let Steve touch my life, to lead me into your word. There's purpose in that.
A visitor.
A what?
A who? Claims it's by invitation. This is crazy.
Good morning.
He's in the living room. You.
I hope I'm not too early.
For what?
Well, you said come by any time. Your exact words, I wrote them down.
Mm. Help! Listen, I remember I met you at the wedding, and you made me laugh, but I've forgotten your name.
Don Bertoli, with two L's.
Two L's.
By the way, you look radiant.
Coffee? Great, yes,
thank
please.
You. Hey, great morning for a ride.
Where?
Well, it's just a ride. Anywhere. How about Flora?
Well, there is quite a routine in getting me in and out of the car.
Well, you can teach me.
John? You're gonna find out how much I weigh.
Ah, you're light as a feather.
Johnny?
You ever been to Pimlico?
Sure. The Preakness.
I'm into a different kind of race.
Come on, bring it in.
Go, 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 go.
Grab it there, grab it.
Can't you feel anything?
Well, not in my legs or in my hands, but in my arms it sort of feels like, well, you know when your foot's asleep?
I jump on it. Why can't you be fixed?
I can't.
Hold on.
Hi.
Hi.
It's my guys. Mm.
Hi, Jay. How was it? Oh, terrific.
Great.
Can I do it, Jay?
Oh.
you're heavier coming back. Must be all that pizza laying there. You all right?
Uh-huh. Just fix my feet.
Oh.
Thanks, I had a really great time.
Me too.
Hey, wait up a minute. Oh, I just put his coat.
Time you need bread, you're gonna come to me first, right?
Right.
Okay. Johnny, this is Bernie.
How you doing, Johnny?
Good. I guess it was pretty bad in there.
It's Bernie.
Well, let's go then.
Okay. I was thinking, I could be your
carefully joined together with Christ as parts of a beautiful, constantly growing temple for God.
Here all afternoon. You said two.
Hold on a minute there. Nobody signed anything yet.
Right.
My days are awful full, John. That's how it is.
Wilkinson Sword Stainless Blade. They're comfortably sharp. So get them in a pack of five to fit every double edge.
You act like you're allergic or something. He's pushy. He's pushing you, and I can't figure why. Well, that's the world he comes from. When he wants something, he just goes for it. Have some coffee. I thought you settled all that with Dick. Settled? You mean like a nun? Come on, John. You know there's more to romance than what happens below the neck. All I'm trying to say is, how often are you willing to get hurt? This paper's been soaking all night. You set it up for me. Be strong. And if it can happen, Don could handle it. Johnny, the feelings and the rush and the words are easy. Dick had all the words. Well, I gotta free you up sometime.
Hey!
I bet she's pregnant.
Hey, look what came. Special delivery. Ooh, I feel like Tinkerbell just before her wand lights up.
Oh.
First prize. I entered it last month.
Well, did you tell him that I did it with my mouth?
Hey, they don't know you from Norman Rockwell, but you won.
And there, now this note here, and oh, magic fingers, if you could only do your stuff. Well, anyway, it's supposed to be an augmented chord.
John, why don't we forget all the pat answers and the arguments and just ask him?
For what?
Well, Jesus said, ask whatever you will in my name, and I'll give it to you.
But, wait.
Hey, I've got enough faith for the both of us.
Don, you got a minute?
Sure. What's up, babe?
You know, I'm not some big bad wolf. I'm not going to hurt her.
You won't mean to.
Look, I really believe. I know the Lord put Johnny and me together for some good reason.
For marriage? I wish the Lord would let me in on it, too.
You can't protect her forever, Jay.
Do you ever dream?
When I sleep, sometimes.
I mean when you're awake. Do you ever dream about me?
You are a very egotistical person.
You ever dream about us? Us really together?
All the time? Some kinds of dreaming I gave up for my health.
It could work. Someplace small, everything compact, easy to handle. I wouldn't want to lay too much stress on doing dishes and stuff.
And what do we do once we have the place all spick and span? We'd have to go to bed. Sometime. And, well, what about kids?
What about them? All I know is I'd like to spend a lifetime learning to love you, lady. I've already started.
Don't say that unless you're very sure that you mean it. Oh, and please mean it.
That miracles can happen when we belong to you. Let this be my time.
When I was in the hospital, this guy stormed into my room and grabbed my arm. And he prayed over me loud and long. I'll never forget his face. God healed this woman. Oh. Well, I got a spasm and started shaking. I thought then I was healed.
Yeah, but that was when you were a kid. You're always saying how the Lord sent Steve along to help you grow. This could be your next step of faith.
What about the verse that says it's God's will for you to be whole?
Well, physically, it's impossible. And my spinal cord is severed. He would have to do it.
Is anyone among you suffering? And is anyone sick? They shall pray, calling upon the Lord to heal him. And his prayer, if offered in faith, will heal him.
John, I believe it's God's will that you be healed.
Dear Lord, we acknowledge that yours is the power to do all things. And Johnny and I have faith, Father. Faith in your word when it says that all things are possible to them that believe. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to heal Johnny so that we may serve you together in your kingdom. Amen.
Maybe it doesn't happen right away.
He hasn't called. He hasn't come by in a week. You don't ever want to talk about it, right? Maybe in 20 years.
I keep telling my hands and fingers to move. They're not getting the message. I thought you were going to glorify yourself, Lord, by putting me on my feet. I know I believed enough. I really did. You must have something else in mind. And I will trust you for whatever's around the corner. I am in too far to back out now.
Jay? Oh, Jay!
What?
Huh?
Come here. Oh, come here quick.
What's up?
Oh, my stuff is gone.
Oh, Dad's got it in his head. You're going to have an exhibit.
An exhibit. Has everybody gone nuts in this family? What idiot's going to give me an exhibit?
Dad's found one somewhere.
Oh, I hope nobody comes. The idea of a lot of strangers poking and staring, ugh.
It's only lunch.
Hey, listen, so you don't start screaming when we get inside, I priced everything.
You what? You mean they're not just looking, they're supposed to buy? Push me out in front of a truck, please.
Si può avere anche il panettone alla Mauro. Sì, perché mi ha detto
Adam Wirtz, eyewitness here. We were here today with the father of Johnny Erickson, the new local artist who also happens to be a quadriplegic. Mr. Erickson, when did Johnny first begin the painting?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wirtz. My daughter's accident happened when she was 17, and then afterwards, as a part of therapy and rehabilitation, she got into the artwork.
What beautiful roses.
Aren't they?
They're for my daughter. They're from the mayor, can you imagine?
I don't know about this.
Hey, Johnny, look. There's your dad.
Oh, no, Jay. I can't go in there.
Okay. I'm going
here. Oh, when I get back my hands, I'm going to strangle you, too.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, this is
to say to all the folks that are watching, WJZ Eyewitness News.
Not much.
Are these roses a gift from your father, Johnny?
I mean, no. I mean, they're from the mayor, is that right? They're from the mayor. I'm sorry.
There's no problem. We're enjoying this whole thing.
Yeah, so am I.
This is Adam Wirtz, WJZ Eyewitness News.
What is it, hon?
I thought maybe Don would be here.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Daddy, this is great.
We're so proud of you.
Tap so far.
Almost $1,000.
Right. If the exhibit stays up a week, more than likely they'll all go.
Well, it's your party, hon. It's been a long time coming.
Why do they do it? Oh, don't be so slow. You're good. I heard this couple talking, and they'd just gotten back from Europe, and she was arguing about what room they're going to hang you in. The bathroom.
I like this best. Is that you?
It was. Would you please pull off that price tag? It's not for sale.
$125?
Well, my friends try a little hard sometimes.
I want to know how you managed.
What? I can give you the Reader's Digest version right here, Lieutenant, or we could find a quiet table and if you want to listen. You'll have to push.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
When'd you get out of high school?
67.
Yeah? Me too. They never told us about this in senior problems.
No, they sure didn't. I think in our school they called it contemporary issues of the social sciences.
Exactly.
There are a million questions and only a couple of decent answers in life.
Half the guys in my class went to college. The other half went to Nam. Some lived. Some died. Some of us got caught in the cracks. No one ever told us the world's an outhouse, did they?
I am sure of only one thing. I know who put me back together.
How can you know?
I sleep nights. And I laugh a lot. Look. If there really is such a place as heaven, and if Jesus really died on that cross because he wanted to bridge the gap between God and us, then getting to know him and all that that means, well, it should be worth looking into, even for you. You see, I'd rather be in this chair knowing him than on my feet without him. And I never really knew that for sure until this moment.
Self-delusion or whatever. You'd win my vote.
Would you take me back, please?
Oh, no.
It's okay. Johnny, please, Jay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. Saw you on the 6 o'clock news. Well, I was really proud of you.
Yeah, well, it was okay, but I'd never want to do it again.
John, I need you to know how it is with me.
I'm pretty sure I know. Please don't put words around it.
Johnny.
Johnny, I heard about this job up north and they needed a youth director. It's a big camp and I went for it.
Terrific. When do you go?
Tonight. They wanted me right away. I do better with kids.
Can I ask you something crazy before you go off to bigger and better things?
Sure.
When you touched me, what was going on? Some sort of character test or experiment?
No.
Johnny, kissing you and touching you and sharing your life with me was everything it should have been. It was beautiful. You're the most attractive woman I know.
It just wasn't enough when the hard stuff started.
I thought I had God all figured out. You know, in a nice, neat little package.
Boy, for a guy loaded with answers, I'm just full up to here with questions.
He didn't do it our way.
I'm off balance right now. I'm really off balance. John, I want to leave as your friend. A lot of the pins knocked out, but as your friend.
The kids at that youth camp are really lucky to get you. I'm okay. I can still feel. And I guess I'm alive. I just want to be alone for a while.
You know, someone once asked me how I managed it, getting my life together. At the time, I couldn't say much more than Jesus had done it. I didn't know much about the Bible then, but I did feel that God had taken all the, you know, the broken pieces of my life, and he made something beautiful. And today, I know that the Lord is creating something in me that I could never create for myself. But that is not to say that I understand all the whys, but I know who holds the answers, and I can wait. I had to get past myself before I could see that handicaps come at us in all shapes and sizes. Broken homes, broken hearts, anxiety feelings that threaten to take over, burdens of doubt, a deep aloneness. And the confines of your soul may seem as limiting as, well, a wheelchair. I know that feeling. But I also know that Jesus stayed on the cross to heal us. And when I think of Jesus paralyzed on that cross simply because he loved me, even when I couldn't have cared less about him, I know that I have discovered something priceless.
Heaven will be heavenly, because God will give us new minds and new bodies. And the Bible promises us that we will enjoy him forever. And I can't wait. I intend to stand before the Lord with legs that walk and arms and hands that work and lift them high and shout out before the whole universe that Jesus Christ is who he claims to be, and that he is the very Son of God. And that is only the beginning. If I hadn't decided to go swimming in the Chesapeake Bay on that hot July day back in 1967, I know I wouldn't be sitting here speaking to you about the glory of God. But I am. Thank you for listening.
soul sailing like a cloud upon the wind, free and strong to carry on. Questions of my days, I search them now to understand the wisdom of your ways. Jesus walks before me and clearly marks the path to guide me.
I believe when the Bible says that Jesus is the way to know God, it is true. We miss out on so much when our sin causes us to turn our backs on Him. Receiving Him as Lord and Savior is the most important decision you and I could ever make. He brings a new dimension of love and forgiveness and peace. I am praying that you will reach out to Him right at this moment, not because it's easy, but because it's true.